Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Dougie program, 7 after the hour.
Is that kind of like Fondle Me Packwood?
Well, it's up to you, Rich. Rich McFadden is here, and Jennifer Horn is here, and Molly Page is here, and Ken Kessler is here, and the Dougster is here. We're all here, and we are acknowledging the passing of lots of people on this day. In 1912, the Titanic was at the, by this time of the day, at the bottom of the North Atlantic. The Titanic. What a name. And after the movie, what does it do? The movie changed what a lot of people thought about that event. And the lives of the 1,517 people that died changed just a lot of movies and documentaries. But that one, the Titanic that James Cameron did, really did change a lot of people's ideas about what happened. And changed a lot of people's ideas about traveling on ocean liners in general. I found it to be a profound experience, frankly, when I saw it. And it was a good love story and all that other stuff. But can you imagine how scary it must have been, the last moments for many of those people. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. God. That's what sticks in my craw.
All right. The deck chair is just sold. The actual deck chair from the Titanic, one of the only pieces of furniture left. I saw the story on BBC. You can probably pull it up on BBC. It just sold.
How much? Do you remember?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but they've tracked every place it's been and whose possession it's been in the whole time, and it's in great shape.
Yeah. That's pretty creepy, isn't it, to own something and be like, oh,
yeah, I don't know if I want that kind of juju sitting on my patio.
A couple of thousand minutes, but this chair made it.
Yeah. All right, so from what? Washington.
$80,000? No.
For the chair?
Euro, I guess.
So that's a little bit more than $80,000. That's like $100,000. The Washington scene today includes John Boehner being happy that he can get the president to sign a bill that both parties have opted to support. That is the equal pay for equal work for doctors. You are going to get a 21% cut in pay there, Mr. and Mrs. Doc. Mrs. Clinton preparing for her second full day campaigning in Iowa. And Governor Christie is in New Hampshire today for an event, and I'm wondering why. Christie doesn't stand a chance.
He's going to run for president.
Yeah, but why?
Or walk quickly.
Yeah, right, okay. Why?
He's going to run. I don't know, because he must think he has a chance. Huh? Somebody's telling him he has a chance.
A lot of these people do it just to position themselves. It's a branding.
For next time move. Or
for next time,
a money maker.
Right, or just to make money. You know how much you get on the circuit, the speaking circuit, if you've run for president?
Newt Gingrich was the best at playing into or using that to increase his fees dramatically.
I mean, look at actors can say Academy Award nominee. That's the same thing as presidential candidate, blah, blah, blah.
Presidential nominee.
Look at Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow. Nice job. She's done.
Big money.
Tax day today. Tax day is for eating, often free or at a fat discount. Tax day freebies. Let's see here where we can find some of the great ones. There is today being April 15th and all. The biggest layup of the year for restaurants, they have chews. For example, if you go to Hard Rock Cafes from 5 to 7 today, folks with the courage to take the stage and belt out a song get a free burger.
That's all right.
Let's see what happens at the original at Schlotsky's. They have the original sandwich. Not the original. It's not called the original. Although I think the original was called the original Schlotzky's. You know, no shoes, no shirt, no Schlotzky's.
I've heard that.
Have you ever
but
been to a Schlotzky's?
But I think that's now illegal. I don't think we can say that anymore.
In the mid-Atlantic area.
Really? S-C-H-L-O-T-Z-K-S-K-Y.
I've
seen
them.
That's
an eye
chart.
It's a red font.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is an eye chart. When you purchase a 30, say it again, Doug, when you purchase. See, I knew
and
if
you
I
mentioned
didn't
Soar,
stop.
My favorite Soar.
If I did not stop, Jennifer would do what she did. Thank you. No respect for her elders.
Hey, you've been picking on Molly all morning about her. Ooh.
Oh,
so
now
I'm going to get you on
your
tooth.
Your job to stick up for Molly by making fun of the host of the program? Nice
I'm
job,
I'm a free
Jennifer.
Agent here. I choose the right to protect whoever right. I want. Thank you very much.
When you purchase a 32-ounce drink and a bag of chips. Okay, I'm moving on now.
I like Tito's.
Good, because I love the one that California Tortilla is doing next.
Yeah, okay, explain that.
California Tortilla, you walk in and you have to say, Texas Smaxes.
Uh-huh.
And you get free chips and queso.
There you go.
So walk into any California
Texas
Tortilla.
Texas Smaxes.
Texas Smaxes. And right. You get free chips and queso.
Guests who eat at Tony Roma's today get a coupon for a free red velvet cake dessert. What is that? That's red... Devil's Food Cake.
It's not a chocolatey. Yeah.
Okay. And you get a free cookie. Great American Cookie locations nationally will give you a free cookie. If you have a sugar rush, we just go in and say,
well,
I want my free cookie.
Look at this. Boston Market. Buy one, get one free. If you buy one individual meal, get a second individual meal for free.
Yeah.
I'm all over that.
Yeah. You got Boston Markets down
in Washington. I get one right? 5 minutes from me, yeah.
All right. There you go. All right. This is both in recognition of what we were talking about and in recognition of what's really good for you.
Hey, Ken, let's post these deals on the trending part of the website,
okay.
Please.
Now can I go back to my commercial?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Beetroot juice.
I gave Molly some yesterday.
It is actually delicious. It doesn't sound good when you say beetroot juice.
Okay, I'll call it super beet juice.
That sounds
yeah.
delicious.
Is that better?
Yeah. Yes.
They call them beetroots in Europe and in...
That's a root vegetable, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Beetroots. If you go down to Jamaica or any place in Central America...
They call it beetroot mon.
Beetroot mon. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're just smoking it.
Right.
I'm actually going to go to Jamaica the first weekend of May. And I'll should I bring back some? I'm not. Well, no, I can't bring any of that stuff back.
The ganja man, Doug Devin gets
arrested
as a drug
exactly.
mule.
Right.
Hey, if someone hands you a balloon, don't swallow it.
Spell the name right.
Not worth the money.
Thank you.
If somebody walks up to you and said, "Ever been a mule man?"
Yeah. All right, anyway, so super beets, better than regular beets and beet juice because they are specifically grown non-GMO beets and protected by a patented drying process, which is the secret to how good the super beets that you're going to drink today tastes. All natural. Doesn't have that sugary taste of energy drinks. Doesn't make you crash. It makes you energized the natural way instead of getting juiced up on things that are not natural. There are a lot of people who drink those energy drinks. They have that, what is that, Red Bull, Red Butt? What is that stuff called?
Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Yeah, in your case would be Red Butt. Yeah.
After you go through the TSA.
Okay, so anyway, if you are in need of a little extra juice, if you know what I mean, you can take it from Molly, from Richie, from Kenny, from Jennifer, and from me. You will get that confident feeling knowing that you have all the energy you need. Because what the beets do is open up your arteries, get the nitric oxide treatment that brings the blood to your muscles, to your heart, to all your organs, to your brain, and makes it really, really a super experience. Every single day you should have this. You'll have confidence. You'll feel good. All you have to do to get super beets is call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. I usually have Richie do that, but Molly, you can do DougLikesBeets.com.
Doug Likes Beats. Com.
See, she can't do it.
I can't do it either.
Yeah. No. She's a professional.
Yeah, she is a professional.
Yeah, don't try this at home.
DougLikesBeats.com.
I have to tell you, it did wake me up.
That's good. It's important to do a radio program when you're awake.
Yeah, I'm going
to
try it.
Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. Get a free book, the book called Beat the Odds. Explains how the beats work. You don't need to. The book is going to. Okay, so, yeah, you want to read the book. Just take it. You'll get the whole deal of how this all works. Call 800-655-4183 to be energized and charged up the natural way with Super Beats. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid, pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, it's 17 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Happy to have Dr. Ron Hoffman with us. drhoffman.com is the website for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. My theme this week for my doctor friends is how people ask for and get the correct diagnosis. I wonder how you help your patients understand what it is that you're telling them. What questions do people need to know when you diagnose? It's simple, like you got a cold and this is what you do, but let's say it's something more complicated. What's in the diagnosis that you give so that people have full understanding of what's going on in their body?
Well, you know, first of all, I would say that conventional medical diagnoses sometimes are, they're not really accurate, you know, so some people elude diagnosis, for example. They've got some sort of malaise, they really feel lousy, but they're auditioning for a part that they haven't got yet, but that doesn't mean that they don't need some kind of medical attention or support. Mm-hmm. To tell them that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you really doesn't meet their needs. And then these diagnostic boxes, and mostly diagnoses for doctors mean, okay, this is what we do drug-wise or surgery-wise. But you know, when I take a natural approach or an integrated medicine approach to patients, I look at other factors. Are they eating the right foods? Are they getting enough sleep? Are they getting the
How
proper
do we know
exercise?
You're right?
And that's a great question. And it's only as good as the results that you get. Or, you know, diagnoses are results oriented. So it's not just like, you know, you put in the tick a number and you get an insurance reimbursement because that's what the insurance company will pay.
Yeah.
It's what the outcome is. So diagnosis that leads you to a conclusion that helps the patient to better understand their condition and to get the right kind of therapy, that's where it's at. With
I asked a question because Rita Wilson, who had the double mastectomy last week, she's the wife of Tom Hanks and an actress.
Yep.
She went to somebody and said, yeah, you're okay. But she went someplace else because some friend of hers said, why don't you get a second opinion? And she did. Second opinion was different than the first, so she went to somebody else. Then the third opinion agreed with the second opinion and found that she had breast cancer.
Right.
So there's a real, sometimes if you've got an inkling, you ought to check it out more than one way, yes?
Well absolutely. You know, I just wrote an article for the newsletter. You probably read it because you read the newsletter.
I did.
It's 14 things you know better than your doctor. And one of them is your doctor may say you're not sick, but you, in your heart of hearts, may know that you got something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And therefore, you need to probe further, find an answer. Because trust your instincts. I mean, sometimes people are hypochondriacs, they're pursuing diagnoses that aren't real.
Yeah.
But you know, but mostly patients have a pretty good sense of what's going on in their bodies. They live in them 24/7.
Yeah.
So they know that something may be awry.
Yeah. All right, quick 30 seconds on women being born early are at higher risk of having preemie babies. That news?
I'm not sure what you mean by born early in the
women
day.
Women who are, no, women, I know. They're preemie, women have preemie babies.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, right. Yeah, that makes sense entirely because, and I didn't know that, but there's something about preemies where things are not quite right. You know, they may have health issues that plague them for a lifetime.
Right, All right. Dr. Ron Hoffman, sign up for the aforementioned Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
So, people today are sad at the passing of Percy Sledge from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Liver cancer, died yesterday at the age of 74. We have the story in detail at DougStefan.com. If you care to check the story out, as far as I'm concerned, what you check out is his story through music. This guy started life as a poor kid in Baton Rouge. He was a hospital orderly, played with a local band on weekends, and somebody heard the soul in his voice. So, Richie, are you doing these in order?
I can. Mm-hmm. Gary does a cover of Love Me Tender, which is really cool.
Okay. He did a lot of covers.
Most of his stuff was covers.
Yeah. But he's a name, most people remember him because of the song When a Man Loves a Woman, which was actually his first single and his biggest hit. Number one in the United States, Canada, Europe. Been covered by a wide variety of artists. Bette Midler, Burton Cummings, Barbara Mandrell, Michael Bolton, his version went to number one and it was crap. But
I was thinking that. I wasn't going
to
say it.
Okay, yeah. That's good. Leave it to me to say something. You can come out of this sounding like the winner, and I'll just tell it like it is.
But I will tell you, man, just
what a voice.
The most soulful voice in music. The guy was amazing.
He was the first recipient of the Rhythm and Blues Foundation Pioneer Award.
You got that last year, didn't you?
I got it. No, the year before, but thanks for remembering. Percy Sledge's album Blue Night won the Blues Music Award in 1996. Member of the Carolina Beach Music Hall of Fame, Louisiana Music Hall of Fame, Alabama Music Hall of Fame. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005. Not an older man, but time to go, time to go.
Let me tell you, as a kid, my mother wore his albums out.
Really?
On that big, you remember when you used to have the phonograph that was part of the TV?
Right.
Between Percy Sledge, Charlie Pride, and Ray Charles.
Really?
That's what I grew up on.
Country Charlie Pride.
Yep, and listening to this, you know how music takes you back to a specific moment.
Yeah.
Will always remind me of my mom, and will always remind me of a kid that
a picture.
Phonograph.
To hold in your mind.
Yep. Great stuff, great stuff.
All right, let's move over to our video of the day today, Richie. There is some audio. You got to see this from Fox. Shows the danger of celebrating too soon during the men's steeplechase race at the Pepsi Team Invitational in Oregon. This group thought they had the race all locked up. Fellow coasted the last 100 meters or so, waving to the crowd.
Oh no!
Getting him all riled up. Let's play a little.
Take my word for it. There's a moral to this story.
Yeah, it looked like a coronation for Tanjay Pepio. He's getting the crowd. He wants the crowd to cheer his performance.
Tanjay
Pepio gets pipped. He gets pipped by Maren Simon of Washington. And you just can't do this kind of stuff, Lewis.
You can't. And you know, you see his face, and you know, no one has to say anything. They don't have to explain it to him. He'll never make that mistake again.
Wow.
Kaboom. Right?
He's sitting there celebrating. Meanwhile, dude is coming up on his right and just whizzes by him.
Uh-huh. See you later, alligator.
And then the guy comes over and helps him out because the guy goes down. He's just ashamed and embarrassed.
Yeah.
He goes down on the ground, and then the winner comes over and helps him up.
Yep. Well, is that the ABC, the thrill of victory?
The agony of defeat.
And there's nothing more telling than seeing something like this, the look on people's faces. It kind of reminds me. Have you ever seen the look on a face of somebody who just found out they won the lottery?
Unfortunately.
I haven't, sadly.
Something to dream about. 28 after on Good Day.
It's called intermediate distance. Ophthalmologist Dr. Thomas Porter.
If one was trying to view at an art museum or possibly doing food preparation, those are things that are just generally done at arm's length. So we consider that an intermediate task.
Some people with poor sight can't see well in this range. Visual aids can help.
The types of devices we use for those are various telescopic devices, because a telescope allows us to focus from arm's length on out to what we call optical infinity, 20 feet and beyond. They can be mounted on a pair of glasses, which would be head-borne. Many of my patients will wear them on a cord around their neck and just hold it up to the eye for the half-minute task that they're trying to do at that point.
This intermediate lens makes it possible to play cards with other people or read music on a stand. To help patients see at a longer distance, low-vision specialists suggest telescopes. The lenses are like a glasses based on your specific prescription. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
It's the biggest floor in the event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Super Beats here. It's 33 past the hour. Doug Sheffield, good day. And checking out the video. If you didn't see the video, I just went and watched it because Doug reminded us of it. You have to see it when the Oregon runner celebrating his win just a little bit too early and then just gets zoomed by another guy and loses the race. But Ken, what's going on?
It's very funny.
It's very funny. What's going on at the poll over there at DougSheffield.com right under the Super Beats ad?
We're dancing.
Click there.
Well, since it's tax day, our question today is, did you cheat on your taxes?
Yes, and my address is...
Well, what kind of a question is that?
I know.
It's anonymous.
Oh, please.
Yes, I always do. I did this year for the first time. No, but I thought about it. I never cheat on my taxes, and I'll let you know when I finish.
Okay, so let me see. Hold on a second here. I'm going to answer. I'm going to say no, but I thought about it. Let's see what the result is, because I can't imagine anybody answering, yes, I always do. I never cheat on my taxes, 75% so far. Yes, I always do, coming in at 10%.
Good for you, you
so
guys.
So for all you cheaters out there, you better get on this poll, because you're way behind.
Oh.
And there he comes.
Do you cheat on your taxes,
What happened? Hey, Doug, I got a question.
Did I do well with my taxes?
Doug, did you cheat on your taxes? Always, never, sometimes? Have you ever?
No, I've never cheated on my taxes.
If you did, would you tell us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, why would I? But why would you get yourself into a situation? You went through all the options in the poll today at DougStephan.com because today is tax day. I feel it's foolish to do stuff like that because there are so many legitimate ways that are legal that you can. It's not cheating, but you can
cheat.
Take advantage of the.
There are plenty of legal ways to cheat. Just ask the politicians. Come on.
Now, you know what I mean. There are 64,000 pages of regulations. In there are all kinds of ways, if you understand the system, that you can take advantage of legal.
You don't feel like you're getting one over on the man if you do.
Well,
if
but
you
I'm not interested
rules.
Because I've been there, done that four times, and I'm not interested in doing
anything
more.
With.
No, not at all.
And you don't win.
No.
Well,
it isn't, even if you win, you don't win.
But everybody wants to feel like they got one over on the man.
Yeah, and the way they do it is so silly because they're so stupid. Anyway, they're just not bright. And so they, you know, I'm not even going to tell you the story of the guy who came around. This was a long time ago. The first time, I think I was in my 30s when I had an audit. And it was scary because they have all the power and you have none.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it boils down to. Unless you know how the system works, and I don't. I hired an IRS, a former IRS employee, to shepherd me through the problem. And that's how I eventually was able to come through it because she knew the system. I know the system. And most of those guys don't even know the system. They just know they can be bullies and push you around using your money to get you, because that's all it is. But there are people who do cheat, but the whole system invites cheating. That's why we need a different system. This system is horrible. It's ridiculous. All right, so anyway, do you cheat on your taxes? A, yes, I always do. B, I did this year for the first time. Good for you. C, no, but I thought about it. Of course, everybody thinks about it. D, I never cheat on my taxes. E, I'll let you know when I finish. Yesterday's poll, what's your favorite soft drink? Interesting, 37% said I don't drink soft drinks. I think that I think those people haven't realized yet how much their market share is changing.
Oh, no, they have.
Have they?
Yeah. All of them are coming out with alternative products because they lost, what was it, 3 or 4% last year?
Yeah, 4% I think it was.
Yeah,
market share. Coke 14%, Pepsi 12%. But you know what makes all of this irrelevant? Wasn't it last week or the week before we were talking about that? There was some kind of a challenge and they covered up all of the cans so that you wouldn't know what you were drinking and everybody thought that when you were drinking Pepsi, they thought it was Coke and vice versa.
Oh, I can
remember
totally
that?
Tell the difference.
Yeah, you can?
I can.
Oh, yeah. But I have a trained palate.
Oh, I see. Good for you.
She's a sommelier.
But yeah, no, I can tell the difference between Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi. And here's what's weird. If you asked me this survey, I don't drink regular. When I drink soda, I drink Diet. I know it's terrible.
Sad.
But in the fountain, I love Diet Coke. But if I were buying something in the store to take home, like a bottle or a can, it would be Diet Pepsi.
Really? Let's go to Panama City in Florida.
Do we have
the,
to?
The video. Well, the only reason that we don't have to, but the reason that I want to go there is because I feel so strongly about this, the continuing it's as bad as all of these officer-involved shootings. This is the second problem that we have in this country, and it is not focused on enough. I think there's way too much focus on the officer-involved shootings, and it's usually maladjusted the way that we get the information. In this circumstance, I'm thankful that at least we're getting some information. I'm not happy that this is happening as much as it is. And people say, Doug, you're so naive. It's been happening forever. That doesn't mean that it is acceptable. And yet, we were talking off the air about Animal House and the scene in the Animal House where, was it Belushi's character, I think, right? Who's trying to figure out whether or not to have his way with one of the women after they've all had too much to drink and they think it's funny.
I don't remember whether it was Belushi or not.
I don't remember.
No, but yeah.
It wasn't Belushi.
Yeah.
It wasn't Belushi.
No. But there was an angel and a devil on each shoulder trying to, you know, talk this guy either into or out of having sex with a woman who was passed out.
Right.
Yeah.
So this video from Panama City Beach appears to show a woman being taken advantage of in Florida. This is a big spring break destination. Not the first time something like this has happened there, said the sheriff. Said, quote, there are a number of videos we've recovered with things similar to this, and I can only imagine how many things we haven't recovered. So two Alabama college students have been arrested. Arrest warrant has been issued for a third suspect. The victim didn't even know what happened to her until she saw the video. Now she's going to press charges. So there is condemnation that certainly goes to the men. The other thing that I would think parents and people of good intentions would be advising in this circumstance, first of all, I don't even see a reason for spring break. I think it's an outrageously stupid tradition that has no merit. The kids should be in school. No, spring break. No, I'm not kidding. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely the fact that this that these sorts of things go on just because everybody wants to have a good time. This is not your job is to go to school, go to class, get your grades, and move on. Not to go down to Florida and screw around for a week and who's paying the bill.
And it's not part of the college experience is enjoying the college
really
life.
No, this is enjoyment?
No.
No.
Well, spring break is.
No, I don't see it. Every time I see anything about spring break, it's always about excess. Wherever it is, it's always in excess.
But it's not about, here's the deal, it's not about the days off. I mean, everybody gets days off. A week off during the middle of a semester is not a bad thing, and mostly it's done so that you have the time to observe, you know, the holiday of Easter. If you have any religious, you know, you get the time off to celebrate whatever your religion celebrates. What I don't understand is parents, because this is not money that the kids are shelling out. I don't understand how parents give these kids thousands of dollars to go on these vacations and to go then, do God knows what with God knows who, and then take video of it while it's happening.
Well,
I mean,
parents
it's ridiculous.
Fund it, and then they sit there on pins and needles.
Yeah, going, oh my God,
I
just gave her
$5,000. I see on Facebook all the time, thank God my baby is home.
Okay, right.
But did you see how the girl finally realized it was herself in the video? She was watching the video and didn't realize it was her because it was the face was burning. But then she recognized her own tattoos.
So bad.
Okay. All right, now, let's carry this one step further. In a moment, we're going to meet Maria Gallucci, who is writing about and studying what's going on at Harvard this week. But this goes on at college campuses all over the country again. Another step in the right direction or the wrong direction? College protests. Why they happen? And are they meritorious? Up next here on Good Day.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully,
Give Beautifully campaign, visit ecotools.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about home fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait.
Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden with Maria Gallucci, who is an energy and environment reporter at IB Times in New York. She's covered the clean energy economy and various other jobs that she's had. In her latest article, she writes, quote, Harvard University students are blockading a key administrative office this week to pressure the school to dump its holdings of oil, coal, and natural gas stocks. The sit-ins and protests in Cambridge are part of a global movement by climate change activists who say divesting from fossil fools is a moral imperative for universities, pension funds, and other institutions. So this is Harvard Heat Week, Maria. The rallies are not new, but there are a couple of different angles to this from my perspective. One of them is that there's great, I guess, learning that takes place if this is done properly on college campuses. The other side of it is much of the activity is just thuggery and the students don't know what they're protesting. Agree or disagree?
I think that this, first of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Sure.
I think that these protests have actually, from what I've seen, have been received pretty positively. The students and professors are engaging, even though the top administrators are kind of blocked out of their offices this week. Classes are continuing, activities continuing. And so I think that it seems, with the way that the protests are going so far this week, that it's a healthy way for the students and activists to engage in a conversation on what they believe, you know, is an imperative, as you said, a moral imperative to divest from fossil fuels.
What's the end game here?
Ultimately, with the specific end game for Harvard Heat Week, is the activists want Harvard to divest its $36.4 billion endowment from fossil fuel companies. Mm-hmm. But the broader picture is that...
Hold on a second. I want people... just a second. I knew it was around $40 billion. Can you imagine an institution of higher learning that has an endowment of that kind of money? Think about that.
Wow.
That's more money than many countries have as operating budgets. And this money, much of what they get is in terms of accrual or interest, comes from their investment in this stock portfolio. So the students say fossil fuels are immoral. Great. What's the other side of the lesson here? What do we replace them with, and what's going on at Harvard to help ease our dependence on fossil fuels?
Well, exactly. That's sort of the argument that President Drew Faust has been making, and she's opposed to the divestment strategy because she says, you know, it's her responsibility to manage the endowment properly and to manage the financial considerations of the university, and she doesn't believe that pulling out of fossil fuel companies is in the best interest. So, she hasn't really, that's what the students are pushing for, to engage in a discussion. There hasn't been much of a discussion of what would replace It's actually $1 billion of the endowment that Harvard has in fossil fuels.
I would love to know how many guys who are running these fossil fuel companies went to Harvard. How many of them did the same thing? How many of the people that are even doing the protesting now will in 10 years be working for one of these companies? So it's swell that they can do it. But where is the sit-in or the learn-in or whatever it is, seems to me ought to be focused on what Harvard can do to train people in other fields that can replace the fossil fuel usage that we have, not only in the country, but around the world. This is great sport for college students, and it makes for great conversation in the news media, and then nothing is done because economically it's not in Harvard's best interest to do any of these things. So it'll be frustrating to the students, but you know what? It's part of education. Maria Gallucci, thank you for having a moment with us here on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Celine Dion from the movie The Titanic. As I mentioned earlier, the ship sank on this date in 1912. Why are you laughing?
Well, because, you know, you didn't give us a warning about the end of the movie there.
Really?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. The ship sank. Oh, thanks, Doug. I'm going to see that movie.
It was in all the papers.
Oh.
Okay. What else was she? We got
started. Tonight I was sleeping under a bridge, and now here I am on the grandest ship in the world having champagne with you fine people. I'll take some I figure life's a gift, and I don't intend on wasting it. You never know what hand you're going to get dealt next.
Who really
each day count.
Played a good bad guy was Billy Zane.
Yeah, he was.
Who Right?
Yeah.
He was really good as the baddie. And that he's one of those people that, okay, who is it? You'd recognize him and you know him immediately, but he doesn't really get the big juicy parts, but he's played some pretty good roles. Anyway, so that's from the movie The Titanic. We get started with movie music here on Movie Moments. Chuck Curry has movie news for us in a matter of moments. Good day at 55 past the hour.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Chuck Curry is our movie man. Did you see that Julia Roberts is producing and starring in a film remake of The Bat Kid Begins?
Yeah, I saw that on the internet.
Why would she do that?
They did a documentary on that story. I don't know if you know that story. Little boy who was diagnosed, I believe, with cancer, and his favorite superhero was Batman. So they staged a scenario in San Francisco where he would be Batman alongside an actor as the real Batman, and then they had a lot of supervillains, Riddler, Joker.
Guys
were robbing a bank. It's a really cool story, so I like the idea of doing that. I guess he wants to make this story into a biopic of the real kid. So
that's all right. What else?
A new trailer to Star Wars The Force Awakens will be released online this Thursday. That movie officially opens on Christmas Day. Trailers are a big thing for movies. The trailer to Batman vs. Superman officially will come out in its entirety April 20th.
Did you see the trailer for the next Mission Impossible?
Yeah, it looks really good.
What did you think of that? I saw it this first time this last week. I thought it looked good, yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks really good. You know, this summer, a lot of big films. It's going to be a really good summer. You got Jurassic World. You got Tomorrowland with George Clooney. It's a big Disney movie. Avengers 2 opens on May 1st. Mad Max Fury Road with Tom Hardy replacing Mel Gibson as Max. That trailer looks amazing. Just watch a trailer to Ant-Man with Paul Rudd. I think that looks really, really good. And Terminator Genesis with Arnold Schwarzenegger back and his signature role for the, I believe, sixth time. That trailer looks like a lot of fun. And then there's Pan with Hugh Jackman plays Bill Blackbeard the Pirate, sort of a reincarnation of the Peter Pan origin. That trailer is really good also. It's going to be a real good summer. And the movie I'm looking forward to most is Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Friday
with Kevin. I'm actually at a multiplex right now online in my sleeping bag waiting for it to open on Friday.
I will tell you, my son and his buddies cannot wait to go see that stupid movie.
Yeah,
Chuck, on Mad Max, is that an exact remake or is it a kind of a retake?
No, it's just a new chapter, but if you could tell by the trailer, most of those effects are practical and they did some really dangerous stunts like all the other Mad Max movies. It looks really good.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Your rendering of what looks good and mine are different. There wasn't
Come
much
on,
in
Doug,
there.
I'll fly to Boston and take you to see Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Really?
Yes. If you go see it.
I'll go if you're buying and then I can take a nap. I'll have some popcorn, take a nap. Thank you very much. Hi, Chucker. Good job. Chuck Curry, movie man here on Good Day 59F.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.